Welcome to the Vital Podcast, where church revitalization is vitally important. Thanks for tuning in for proven and practical resources to help lead your church toward the fullness God has for them. This is a show where we not only come alongside to motivate you on your leadership journey, we give you tactical strategies to implement on your way to church health and growth. And now, here's your host, Canon Mark Eldridge.
Well, hello, and welcome to this episode of the Vital Podcast. I'm Canon Mark Eldridge, and I'm so excited today to be joined by the Reverend Brian Poppy, who is the newest member of our Anglican Revitalization team. And I'm going to introduce you to him and let him introduce himself to you. And we're going to talk about what how exciting it is to have him on our team. And for those of you who have listened to the podcast before, who are familiar with Anglican Revitalization Ministries, you'll know this, but maybe if you're new listening, we just want you to know that at Anglican Revitalization Ministries, we are all about helping you frontline leaders in local Anglican churches to lead your church to greater health, to vitality, to see your church thrive, fulfill the Great Commission in your local communities. And so we're all about that. And what's exciting about Brian joining the team is that's going to just expand our ability to bring more resources to you out there. And one of our big values at Anglican Revitalization Ministries is that we teach biblical principles and practical strategies that we know work. And it's not just theories we read about in books that we think, oh, that's a good idea, we should share that with people. We've actually done the work of revitalization. We've led in Anglican churches, and so we know these principles work because we've seen them work and been through the challenges and those kind of things. And so I'm saying that to say one of the things that's exciting to me about Brian joining the team is that he's been a leader in Anglican churches, a rector for 8 years at a church. He's going to, I'm sure, say a little bit about, but he's done it himself. So he's bringing more of that to our team of actually on the ground experience that he can then help bring to you when you're working with us in either revive or renew or reframe consultation. So anyway, enough of that. But Brian, welcome to the Vital Podcast and to our ARM team.
Ken and Mark, thank you so much for having me on, not only on the podcast, but inviting me to join the team. I feel so blessed to be a part of it. And yeah, I care deeply about the work you just described. Through my own experience, both in the business world and in the local church, I really have discovered a real passion for helping other leaders like myself, like yourself, and other churches. In thinking about our time together, looking back over my time in the business world, I felt like I actually learned this more. This is curious that it's this way, but I learned this more in the business world than I did in the church from other leaders, is the value of really knowing yourself as a leader, really knowing your own strengths and your own shadow side, and how to create a team culture. And I feel like through Anglican Revitalization Ministries, we've got the opportunity to help leaders both in coaching and in some of the other consultation workshops that we offer to really help leaders grow and develop. And part of that is in self-awareness and in growth. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about this, to be to God, is that that's a lifelong process. You know, it doesn't matter how young or how not young you may be, if you're listening, God is not finished with us. By his grace, he is constantly causing us to grow and learn. And so just a real passion for helping other leaders grow and develop and be effective, which is obviously, you know, right at the heart of what you and your team are about. And then in the church, as you said, I discovered a real passion for revitalization work. And I think in this, since 2020, at least, every church has gone through a reset.
That's right.
And so, it's not limited to just churches that might historically say, yeah, I think we need to revitalize. It's tools and, coaching that I think could help any parish. But through my own parish here in North Texas, almost a decade ago, I found a church that, some in the community and some maybe even in our denomination would have said, had gotten to the point where, like, the worst take on them was they're dead.
Wow.
That it's over. They're dead.
The church's reputation was like that. They don't have a chance.
They don't have a chance. And I visited one day on the back row, in street clothes. They didn't know who I was, vice versa. And, I sensed that that was absolutely not true, mm-hmm. even though there was certainly a need for leadership and there was significant work ahead of them. I was reminded, you share this in your Revive workshop, and you've shared this in other places, a passage in Romans 4 that you often quote, that talking about Abraham, that this promise is from God himself. And this is the best part. It says, who brings the dead back to life and who creates new things out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And getting to actually watch a church go through the experience of being revitalized. And in my own story, this may not be the case for every other leader, but in my own story, my own revitalization was wrapped up in theirs.
Hmm.
The work that God wanted to in me as his son and as his disciple was deeply connected. I didn't know this at the time, of course, when I signed up and made the commitment, but my own revitalization was kind of wed to theirs. And I watched God call back to life in new and beautiful ways, a church that others might have dismissed. And that birthed in me a passion to do the kind of work you've been doing over the years, and that the AAC and certainly the Anglican Revitalization Ministry team has been doing. And man, I am just pumped to be a part of the team. Yeah.
That's great, Brian. Yeah, that's true. Just something you said reminded me. I remember I had wrestled with God about this all the time. I'd trying to do the revitalization and grow the church. I kept asking God, why does it seem like you seem much more interested in growing me than growing the church? You know, like, why do you want to work on me some more? Can't we just, there's people going to hell out there. Let's just focus on that. Instead of the Lord's often like, well, we'll do that, but you've got some more work in you that I want to do too. And okay. So yeah, there seems to be a linking to the leader and the leadership and the growth of the church. So, well, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that. And so tell what's exciting to you? I mean, Brian, just so you know, Brian's going to be able to help me with Revive and offering Revive programs and weekends and things. But he's also going to be really helping in the area of Reframe. So if you're new, we have three primary resources: Revive, which is a specific ministry or program. I like to call it a process that works with churches that recognize that they're in a state of recline or decline, that they need to revitalize, basically. We need to revive, and they're going in the wrong direction, need to go in the right direction. And so we have a whole program called Revive just for that. And it's great. And we'll talk more about that another time. And then Renew is a renewal, Holy Spirit renewal weekends and resources that we provide. And Reframe is a whole another set of consultation that we offer, third-party resources to churches to deal with a variety of different challenges that churches face, clarity, alignment, dealing with transitions like rector search processes and conflict resolution, other things. So anyway, I'm saying that to say, Brian, what excites you about all of those things, and what do you look forward to bringing to the team?
Well, that's I just sort of thinking in story and metaphor. When I came to learn about the Anglican Revitalization Ministry teams and these three R words that you've so creatively crafted of revive, renew, reframe. Under reframe, I care about all three of those and hope to be helpful in all of those spaces. But specifically with even the title reframe, to borrow a sports kind of analogy or metaphor, even if you're not a football fan, I think others can. I know you are.
I am.
Go Jaguars. But but even if you're not, if you're listening, bear with me on the illustration. So there was a point in time in professional football where my understanding is that both technology and the freedom of use of camera angles and recording devices allowed teams and opponents and the coaches of other opponents to see the entire field of play in one camera shot. That both technology and now we have the ability to you know, send tapes and recordings, and that you could see all 24 players on the field at once and what's happening. And this allows you to get an entirely different perspective. It just to borrow, we're reframing reality by doing this. If you're a player on the field, I felt like this was the most difficult thing as a rector, walking through the challenges of revitalization. Is it's like you're one player of the many that are on the field, a significant leadership role, you know, no doubt. Yeah. Like,
but things are happening. People are coming at you. There's the
Even the most gifted quarterbacks in the NFL will say, like, it takes years and years to see the field. But even with that, you guys have probably seen this. Those of you that watch, like, they're now modern players are constantly having the benefit of reframing the field before, during, after a play and saying, oh, okay, well, at that point, here's actually what was going on. And from your perspective on the field, you couldn't see that, but we could. And then if you get into sort of, so that's the players on the field, but then the coaches on the sidelines realized, well, let's get up in the box and let's watch, let's see the whole field of play. And I feel like with Reframe, the tools and resources that we have as a team to help clergy, to help leadership teams, vestries, parish councils, is it helps you gain perspective to have this other person. You know, it's not the same thing as the really healthy teams probably have pretty good perspective, but it's not the same thing as being able to reframe and see the entire field. And so, you know, your own, you may be facing challenges that it may result in doing a revive workshop, but there's our needs that arise. Like, we're watching so many parishes walk through pastoral succession and transition plans. And that's something that our team can really help with and love to help with.
Exactly.
As good as one local church or leader might be at that, when an organization like ours, we do it with dozens of churches, not once or twice or three times over 30 years, but dozens of churches every year. What happens is we provide perspective. And I know in being in that leadership seat, how helpful that is to kind of pause, you know, in the heat of battle, you can't see the whole field. But I think having a teammate, and I feel like that's what we can be, to come alongside and reframe. Let's look at the whole field. Sometimes that's coming up with a new playbook, a new strategy. Probably the area that I get most excited about is helping leadership teams do some strategic planning. You know, hey, over the next 2 years, over the next 5 years, here's really where we want to be. Okay, what's the game plan? What's the playbook that we're all going to work from to get there? And to spend a weekend doing that it's incredibly fun and rewarding for the whole team. So that's some of what that's excites great. Me about jumping into the team.
That's awesome, Brian. I'm really excited for the skills and gifts you bring to that area particularly. So, well, listen, we're going to wrap up now, but the main goal today was I wanted to introduce you, our listeners out there, to Brian, let you know the exciting news that we're expanding our ability to resource you and to provide more weekends, more results, more revives, more console reframes, all the stuff. So stay tuned. Just keep listening in. Brian's going to join me on a regular basis for the podcast. We're going to be developing some series of topics that we can, you know, work with you or share with you on, encourage you about. So just stay tuned. More to come. We've got a lot of things developing to just take our ability to help you even to the next level. So God bless you all out there. Keep up the great work. Have a great rest of the Epiphany season. And you can always reach out to us at go to churchrevive.org, churchrevive.org. Just click schedule a call. And we'd love to hear about your particular situation and help where we can. God bless. Talk to you later.
You've been listening to The Vital Podcast, a podcast of Anglican Revitalization Ministries, a division of the American Anglican Council. Be sure to share this podcast with other Anglican pastors and lay leaders who are also on the journey to church health. For more information on Anglican Revitalization Ministries and all it has to offer, be sure to visit www.churchrevive.org.